In the parashas that we have here in the parashas that talk about the avos, so we're taught by Chazal that tefillah is avos tikkun, that the avos form tefillah. Says in this week's parasha, Vayashem Avram Baboker, Avram was misakin shachris. Says next week that Yitzchak was misakin mincha. Then after that, Yaakov was Misakin Ma'ariv. They were Misakin Tfilas. Specifically in this week's parasha, however, we're introduced for the first time to the concept of Tfila. It says that Avram Avinu davened two special Tfilas. One of them was a Tfila that he davened for Sodom, that Hashem shouldn't destroy Sodom. And the second Tfila that Avram davened was for Avimelech, that Avimelech couldn't have children, and Avram davened for Avimelech that he should have children. So these are the first two times that we have in the Torah an open discussion, an open mention of Tfila, and they're both by Avram Avinu that he davened. And the Torah is showing us the concept of davening, and it's something that's so important to us. At least three times every single day we daven. So I think it's kedai in this week's parasha to be misboining a little bit what our davening is really supposed to look like, what davening is supposed to be, in order that we can shorten the gap between what our davening really looks like and what a davening is really supposed to be. Chazal say in the Gemara in Tainus Daf Beis that tefillah is called avoda shebelev. Avoda shebelev, an avoda that we do with our hearts. So it's very interesting. Usually if you would look at what is davening, davening is saying something. But Chazal say, no, it's an avoda that we do with our hearts. Actually, Rabbi Eliezer Lapian once pointed out that every aver that a person has, every mitzvah that a person does is with a certain aver. It says tefillin you're supposed to put on your hand, on your head. So different avarim for different mitzvahs. So he said, if a person davens without kavana, it's not like he's missing something in the tefillah. If Chazal say it's avoda shebelev, if you daven without your lev, if you daven without kavana, so you're doing the ma'isa mitzvah, but with the wrong aver. He said, what would someone look like if he put tefillin and started wrapping it around his leg? So he's doing tefillin, but obviously he's missing a din yad. He's doing tefillin, he's doing the mitzvah with the wrong aver. So that's what happens when a person is davening without kavana. If it's avoda shebelev, so that means you're doing the mitzvah with the wrong aver. This is how Rabbi Eliezer Lapian visualized someone who's davening without kavana. So obviously the din of kavana, besides the halacha, we have to have kavana when it's ma'akev, when it's not. But that's the aver of tefillah, that's avoda shebelev. The emes is, I always wondered what the lashon of tefillah was. Davening, we say, but what is tefillah? So every word in lashon kodesh has a shayrish, fayispala, we daven. So where does it come from? What does the word tefillah mean? So I looked around and I found that the Maral has a sefer called Be'er HaGoyla, and in Be'er Dalid, Ois Beis, the Maral says, what is the word tefillah? The word tefillah is, the shayrish of the word tefillah is pei lamed lamed, pilel. And pilel, he says, that root word means to think. It says a famous pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, I didn't even think I would see you, and now here I'm seeing your children. It says, Ra'ayfa necha loy filalti. I didn't even think I would see your face. Rashi says, filalti is lashon machshava. Filalti means to think. So the Maral says the essence of tefillah is the thought process that a person thinks when he's davening, that he's makir, that he doesn't have something, and he needs something, and he understands that it comes from Hashem, and he wants Hashem to fulfill that need. That is the essence of tefillah, that's what tefillah really means. The expression that we express our tefillah b'dibur, that means we're expressing our tefillah. But tefillah is not the words, and we have to have kavana during our tefillah. Tefillah means machshava, the word tefillah means machshava, this realization that everything is from Hashem and we need something, so we want Hashem to fulfill our needs and our requests. So our dibur, our words, are expressing our tefillah. But the essence of tefillah, the word tefillah means our machshava, that thought process that we have, understanding that everything comes from Hashem, and understanding that we need something and Hashem could do it for us, and wanting Hashem to do it for us. So we understand a little deeper now, I think, what it means that tefillah is avoda shebelev. It's not just that it's avoda that you're supposed to think also in your heart. The word tefillah means machshava. Tefillah means what's going on in our life. The way we do it is a din. That's a din in tefillah that you have to express it. You can't just have dvarim shebelev, you have to express it. But it's not a din in tefillah that you have to think. Thinking is tefillah, that's your tefillah. Without that, it's not a tefillah. Then there's a din that besides the thought process, you have to express it to Hashem. That's the way Hashem wants it, that we have to express it with words. Lamaisa, our davening, unfortunately, becomes very routine because, as I said, there's a hergel involved. The person davens at least three times a day, sort of come into davening and put it on cruise, and then like goes on its own a lot of times. But Lameisa, you find many times that a person is standing by davening and suddenly notices that he's up to Moedim. He's balancing, gee, how did I get to Moedim so fast? And did I say Masha Baruach? Am I supposed to say Masha Baruach? You know, it's just like Moedim is the first thing that a person, he has to bow down. Now, there are matzavim, there are times that a person down with a specific tefillah, there's an Eish Sarah, and those tefillahs of an Eish Sarah, there you could find tefillahs where a person really catches himself and is totally focused, and he davens with kavana. I'll never forget, about 4 years ago, in Eretz Yisrael, when my wife was overdue with our little daughter, so it was Shabbos, and we thought we had to go to the hospital, and we weren't sure, and I wasn't sure about Chil Shabbos, so like we waited and waited and waited, until we decided, like, it's time to go. So we called an ambulance, Shabbos afternoon in Eretz Yisrael, the way they have the ambulances that come on Shabbos, after Arab drivers, that a Yid shouldn't have to be Mechal Shabbos. So they had the Arab drivers, and he called up an ambulance company, said we have to go to the hospital. So they came, of course, you can imagine, 4 o'clock Shabbos afternoon in Yerushalayim, like all the kids are outside, everybody's watching. Fine, so we go into the ambulance, and Lamaisa, we waited a little bit too long. I wasn't sure if we could call at 3 o'clock, 3:30, we waited. Lamaisa, it was atat. Just to give you a picture of what happened, we checked in officially according to the records of the hospital, we checked in at 4:19, and the baby was born officially 4:20. So there wasn't that much official paperwork done before the baby was born, so which was good on Shabbos. But Lamaisa, on the way in the ambulance, was getting pretty close, and my wife knew it. And suddenly, just out of nowhere, she said, "Please, Hashem, help me!" And it was just like a geshrei, you know, like not screaming, more like moaning, but just. Just like, now that tefillah was with a lot of kavana, I'm telling you. I never, Ad Kedei Kach, that the Arab driver turned around and said, Hashem Yazor. Now that's only an Eretz Yisrael. I told him, just look at the road, you know. But you know, he was so confident, he said, Hashem Yazor. I hope he was talking about the same Hashem. Okay. That's a tefillah with kavana, a three-word tefillah. Please, Hashem, and Baruch Hashem, everything worked out okay. But on our daily tefillah, I can't say that our tefillah 3 times a day is with the same intensity as that, please Hashem help me, because, and that's a normal thing. Person has hergel, the same exact nusach every single day, so it's hard to keep up that intensity and that kavanah. Rav Shalom Shvadron used to always tell a story, I've heard it from my father, I heard it from Rav Shalom, that there was once someone who was in the marketplace. You know, it's Yisrael, a beautiful shuk, and he was looking around and admiring the beauty of the apples and the pears and the grapes and the different beautiful fruits. And as he was there, admiring the beauty of everything going on around him, suddenly he feels this big clock. Someone's giving him a hit right in his chest. He couldn't believe it. And a second later, again, he's looking around to see who the guy is. Then he realizes that he's not really out to market. He's really in the middle of Shemon Esrei. He just said Slach Lanu, and he's the one who hit himself. He was picturing that he was in the marketplace. That's where his mind was. But Lamaisa, it was he who was hitting himself. And everybody listening to him, Shalom, laughs at this idiot who's davening, and he doesn't realize that he's davening Shemon Esrei. Then we think about it like our own Shemon Esrei. Like, the only difference between our Shemon Esrei and his Shemon Esrei is that we don't even realize getting hit. You know, we just keep going. So a person has to know that even though there is that hergel that takes away from our kavana, but we need an eitzah to figure out how we could daven taka with more kavana. The Gemara Bracha says, there are 4 things that need constant chizuk, and one of them is tefillah, and it's an obvious one because we do it every day so often. And if the whole essence of tefillah is avodah shebelev, that's what tefillah is, so we have to make sure that we're trying to get our hearts into the tefillah. So one eitzah that's brought down actually by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tzadik Gimel is to look inside the siddur. Everybody has their own way. Some people like to daven with their eyes closed, some people like to daven in a siddur. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah advises that a person should daven with a siddur. He says, the Arizal ho yemispalo mitoicha siddur, kidei sheyechavin ma'oid. The Arizal, HaKadosh. The Arizal used to daven with a siddur in order that he should be mechavin ma'oid. It keeps a person very focused. When you have a siddur, you're following along in the words. Someone once asked the Vilna Gaon that he has a crazy machshavas during davening, he's wandering all over the place. So what could he do to save himself from wandering during davening? So the Vilna Gaon Kedarka quoted a pasuk, and he's supposed to figure out from the pasuk what his answer was. And he quoted a pasuk at the end of Megillah Esther. It says, "Uvavoyo lefnei hamelech, amar im ha-sefer, yashuv machshav toi hara." The pasuk is talking about when Esther came to the king. So Achashverosh said, "Im ha-sefer," he also wrote a letter, "yashuv machshav toi hara," to retract his bad gzeirah. So what the Vilna Gaon meant was, "Uvavoyo lefnei hamelech," when the person comes in front of the melech to daven, "amar im ha-sefer." Say it with the book. Say it with the sefer. Then Yashuv Machshav Tayara. Then his bad machshavos will go away. So the Vilna Gaon is brought down in the sefer called Eben Shlema, that from the Vilna Gaon. So in Perek Tes, they bring down in the bottom the story that happened with the Vilna Gaon. Lamaisa, that's what the Mishnah Berurah advises. And many people have been successful like this, even though it's very hard to keep three tefillahs a day, every day of the week, to keep that intensity of tefillah. But davening with the siddur definitely helps keeping us focused on the words of the tefillah and the mele, the kavanah of the tefillah. I have an uncle, Kalman Krohn, my father's brother, very chashuv a yid, a big tzaddik. Well, a little bit interesting as... I mean, in his younger years, very interesting, now a little more settled, but interesting in tzidkus, but like, I would say like magic over here, I don't know. Like, he just has a shaykhus to everyone, and Lamaisa, one time he decided that he wants to spend Aseres Yimei Tshuva with Rav Segal. Now, he was Rav Segal, the Rashiv in Manchester, the Kanu Bracha. He decided he wants to see Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So my uncle's wife was also a tzaddikus, and she let him go for the whole Aseres Yimei Tshuva to Manchester. And Lamaisa was there, he davened right next to him, by the mizrach, just to see him davening. Felt like Reb Segal will take him through the Yimei Adin. And Lamaisa davened by him Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, he went home. Lamaisa, he noticed that Reb Segal always davened with the siddur. Mamish stood there with the siddur. He used to say Boyer Nefashos with the siddur. When he took some food, he used to get a siddur and say Boyer Pe'ez. After the bathroom, he would take out a siddur and daven Asher Yatzar. Everything was in the siddur. So he said he has a great idea. He knows that Reb Segal davened always with the siddur, looking inside by Shemun Asi. So right next to Akta Choynin La'odam Das, where Reb Segal was davening for Das, his stomach of Alba Gatilis with Kavanas, he's going to put his own name in the siddur, Yisrael Kalman Ben. And like this, when Reb Segal might not know who it is, but like this, when he davens for Das, he'll look at his name, he'll have him on Das, and every day Reb Segal will be davening for him in the siddur, three times a day, he'll daven for him to have Das. This is something only my uncle could get away with. So nicely he wrote it there in the siddur, and all I said to me, Tshuva, he's like so happy, even if he's not concentrating, but Reb Segal is davening for his Das, he's going to become a gadol. So Lamaisa after Yom Kippur, the whole Yemei Adin with Slicha the Kapara, he felt bad about it. Lamaisa is a Shilog Zela, he went into someone else's siddur, he wrote it down. So he went over to Reb Segal before he left, and he thanked him for the opportunity to spend the Aseres Yimei Tshuva with him. He said, "I just have one thing that I have to ask the Rosh Yeshiva Mechila for." He said, "No, calm, you don't have to ask him Mechila, like, you know, you didn't do anything." So he said, "No, there's one thing I really have to ask him Mechila." He said, "What?" Said, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva davens with his siddur, so I'm sure the Rosh Yeshiva noticed, like next to Atta Choyni L'Adam Das, there's a little scribble with the name, so I'll count then into that, that's my name. I put it in the Rosh Yeshiva siddur. He said, "No, say it, it's fine, no problem." He said, "No, but I did it to show like it did." I'm sorry, I didn't ask the Rosh Yeshiva. He said, "Come, it's not a problem. I didn't even see it, don't worry." So then my uncle was very disappointed. "You didn't even see it? I saw the Rosh Yeshiva davening with the siddur." So he said, "Yeah, but when I'm in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, I try not to look outside the line of the tefillah. So I was just looking at the words in the siddur, like I didn't notice that there was anything on the side." Here's Reb Segal davening with the siddur, like, you know, we're hoping not to look outside the building in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He's like not looking outside the line. He probably didn't notice that there was something written on the siddur that was never there before on the side in handwriting. Malka felt a little bad, but Lamaisa was happy that didn't share Reb Segal's davening. Lamaisa, this is something that can only come from davening with the siddur. Of course, Reb Segal's madrega is the extreme high madrega in this inyan. But this is the first etzah that we could suggest. This is from the Mishnah Berurah. The person should try to daven all the words from it. Siddur, even the tefillahs that you know by heart, surely the ones that are a little wishy-washy, but even the ones that you know all the words by heart, to daven with the siddur helps with our kavanah. The second thing is that a person should try to take a second or two before he starts Shemoneh Esrei, the Iker Tefillah. A person should take a few seconds just to get himself in the mindset that he's about to start Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah in Bracha Staf Lamed that says Chassidim or Rishonim used to wait Shah Achas, 1 hour. And the Rishonim say it means a real hour, not like Shah Achas, like, you know, I'll be there in an hour. Shah Achas, an hour, 60 minutes on the clock. Kadeshi Yechavnu Libam Laviyam Shema Shemayim. What were they doing there for an hour? They were being mechamed to understand that now we're going to stand in front of Hashem, and we have to prepare accordingly. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this was for Chassidim Arishayim. We don't have to wait an hour before the davening. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tzad the Gimel says, "B'shem v'magen Avram, l'shachar am day b'shal mu'etis." For people who are not great Chassidim, shal mu'etis, not a real shal, but like a few seconds. Just to say, okay, now I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei, let's get our thoughts together, let's focus, and daven Shemoneh Esrei. Shal Mu'etis, because for an hour we wouldn't be able to build the same intensity of Kavanah Faket, we'll just think about a million other things. But Shal Mu'etis is kedai to do. So every day as a person is backing up right before Shemoneh Esrei, to stop a few seconds and to think that he's going now to daven Shemoneh Esrei, that's something that can help, besides the actual doing the tefillah to daven with the sitter, but to prepare beforehand. And prepare beforehand means those few seconds, a person should just get into the mindset, now I'm going to daven Shemoneh Esrei. And a person could think anything that works for him, however he inspires himself to daven Shemoneh Esrei, he could try different things. I saw last night in the Sefer that they bring down the Rav Aaron Kalina, a big famous tzaddik, Rav Aaron Kalina. What they asked him, he used to daven with such kavanah and such hislavos every single Shemoneh Esrei without fail. So they asked him, like, how did he do it three times a day, such hislavos, such kavanah? So he said, before every Shemoneh Esrei, the following thought enters my mind. I'm sitting there on my deathbed, and I'm losing my kaychas slowly, slowly, until I die. This is what he says. He goes through this thought process every day before Shemoneh Esrei three times. That's it, and I'm dead, and I see everyone coming around me asking for mechila, and I picture the Chavar Kadisha coming, and they do the Tara, and then they bring me out to the Levaya, a nice big Levaya, and they bring me to the base of Kfaras, and they're about to bury me, they're about to put me in the kever, and then a baskol comes out from Shemayim, and says, wait, give this yid one more chance to daven. Let him, before you do the Kfura, one more chance to daven, and then you can bury him. And they say, okay, here, daven Shemoneh Esrei. He said, that's the Shemoneh Esrei I'm about to daven now. My last Shemoneh Esrei, I have a baskol saying, this is my last opportunity to daven Shemoneh Esrei. And this is when I think right before me that every Shemoneh Esrei, as I'm about to start Shemoneh Esrei, that I'm nifter, and they give me one more chance to daven for myself, for my family, for all my needs. That's enough to take away anything that makes me think about problems with panasa, or I'm tired, or this. That's enough. My last tefillah, I'm going to make it work. And that's what worked for him. I must say, it worked for me this morning also. My personal secret. I tried it this morning, such a thing, and you think it's like funny madrega, like how could you think, is he last Shemoneh Esrei? Does anyone know when his last Shemoneh Esrei is going to be? Unfortunately, we hear many stories. Most people are not told before him, by the way, this is your last tefillah. A person should live, he should have tefillahs with the intensity of a last tefillah till 120. Shouldn't be our last tefillah. But no one knows when his last tefillah is going to be, for himself, for his kids, for his mishpacha, for anything. And a person can have that kavanah for a few seconds beforehand, even if this is my last tefillah, which it shouldn't be. Even if this is my last tefillah, I shouldn't regret it. This should be a tefillah that I'm proud of and that I'm happy to walk away with. And this is what worked for Rav Aaron Kalina. And again, there's no set rules here. A person should just think something inspiring beforehand to try to make this tefillah a special tefillah with kavanah. The third eitzah, I would say, and this, again, besides the actual Shemoneh Esrei, to daven with the sitter, helps the kavanah a few seconds before to prepare, is a very important thing to daven b'tzibur, to daven with the minyan. Now besides the halacha aspects of it, I mean, it's a din in Shulchan Aruch, sin in Sadi, that different rules, a person is mechuyev to go through certain tirda, even if it's far away, at least 18 minutes away, a person has to travel to find a minyan b'tzibur. That, we could talk in halacha shir, exactly what the halacha is, you know, in terms of finding a minyan, when you're patur from a minyan, when it's too far, when it's too inconvenient. But besides the halacha aspect, what I want to focus on today is pashat and eitzah toivah. The halacha aspect itself is a musa shmuz. The Mishnah Berurah says on that sif, v'zeh ha-sif, toifachas magula, this sif is an open musa shmuz to people who are in the city, they're not traveling between city to city, and it's asked them, leilich lebeis ha-knesses le'espala, and they're still lazy to come, they're too tired, they're not in the mood, they'll daven later. It's a toifachas magula, it's an open musa shmuz, that halacha itself. But besides that, it's an eitzah toivah. It says that that when a person davens b'yachin, a person davens on his own, Hashem is very makbid to see if that tefillah is a tefillah aruya, if that's a tefillah that deserves to be answered. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, brings down, Reb Chaim Volozhiner has a sefer called Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos. And that, and there's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, a Mayor of the Commissioner, says, Havi Zahir, the Kriya Shema of the Tefillah. A person should be careful with Kriya Shema of the Tefillah. Then the Mishnah continues. At the end, the Mishnah says, Ba'altihi Rasha Bifnei Atzmecha. So the simple pshat, Ba'altihi Rasha Bifnei Atzmecha, the Rishayim learn like this, it means, a person should not be a Rasha in his eyes. If he thinks, I'm such a Rasha, I can't do anything anyway, so then he'll give up hope, he'll never do tshuva, he'll never grow, because he thinks, I'm a Rasha, there's no hope for me. Nothing to do with the first part of the Mishnah. Chaim Volozhiner says, no, it's a hemshech in the Mishnah. says, the Zohar says, when a person davens himself, Hashem is medakek to see, is this a good tefillah? Did you daven with the right kavana? It's very rare that a person has such perfect kavana that a tefillah b'yichid is going to go straight up. However, when a person davens b'tzibur, says, Hashem is not moyes b'tefillah shel tzibur, Hashem does not turn away a tefillah b'tzibur, Hashem brings in tefillahs even if the tefillahs were not with the proper kavana, b'schus ha-tzibur, because you're part of the tzibur and the tzibur had a good tefillah. So even if one person didn't have a good tefillah, he didn't have kavana, but b'schus ha-tzibur, he's drawn in and Hashem is not so medakek with each person's level of kavana. If that's the case, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, have zohar b'kriya shma u'v'tfilah. Person should be zohar b'kriya shma u'v'tfilah. What? To daven with a minion. V'altihi rosha b'fnei atzmecha. Don't daven b'fnei atzmecha. Don't daven yourself that Hashem could see. Maybe you're a rosha. Maybe your tefillah was not a proper tefillah. If you daven with us, if you daven with the tzibur, then a person will not be judged on his own kavana. He could be answered b'schus ha-tzibur. But v'altihi rosha b'fnei atzmecha. A person should make sure not to daven himself. Besides the halachic aspect, Shabbai, just the eitz ha-toyva that a person's tefillah, even if he can't get to that level of kavana on a consistent basis, but he should daven with the tzibur, and like this, he could be answered b'schus ha-tzibur. And the Chaim adds something very interesting, that it says have zohir b'kriya shma b'tfilah. According to him, what's the pshat? That a person should be careful to daven b'tzibur, because al tihi rasha b'fnei atzmecha. So he says, what's the zehirus? What do you have to be careful about? He says, what you have to be careful about is to go to sleep early the night before. Of Chaim Volozhiner. Of course you're going to be tired the next morning if you go to sleep late. But if a person goes to sleep late, of course a person can wake up at time for Shachas. If he goes to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning, he's not expected to. But what he's expected to do is not go to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning if he doesn't have a good reason. This is, of course, I don't have to tell you, it's so nageya for Bachrim, live in dormitories and apartments, and there's the Yitzhara to schmooze, to play music, till late at night, a person does what he wants, that's his time for relax. So first of all, sometimes it's pasha not nice, they know the machaber, there are other people who want to go to sleep, and you're keeping them up if you're playing music, even schmoozing, it can bother people. Yeah, they sleep with earplugs, fine, but lemaisa can bother people, some people can't sleep. But besides the issue of the bein adam l'chaveira, a person should think about himself. A person wants to start the day off on the right foot. How does he start the day off on the right foot? By going to sleep early the night before. The pasuk says, "Vayehi erev, vayehi voiker, yom echad." A Jewish day starts in the night. Vayehi erev, vayehi voiker. If you want to start the morning on the right foot, you can't wake up in the morning and say, "Let's have a good day." You have to start vayehi erev, vayehi voiker. That's a Torah dikah day. You start with the erev. You think, "Hey, let me plan my night seder, my after night seder, in a way that my morning tomorrow could start on the right foot." Then there's hope. That's heavy zohar b'kriyas shma v'tefillah, to go to sleep earlier in order to make sure that a person can wake up for Shachas. And again, waking up for Shachas, besides that the Rosh Yeshiva wants it, and it's the rule of the yeshiva, and it's the halacha, that's not what we're coming to talk about. Pashim eitz ha-toyva in terms of having kavana, even if a person can't get to that level of kavana, but a tefillah b'tzibur is more easily answered. Now, everybody knows that tefillah is called avodah shebelev. Many people discuss this, and we've discussed it now, why it's called avodah shebelev. That's the lev is the ikr. But lemaisa, I once was thinking about, why is it called avodah b'chlam? What does avodah mean? Avodah means like an avodah, you're serving Hashem, you're serving the king. This is avodah of a melech. A person comes to daven, he asks for das, he asks for refuah, he asks for panasa, he asks for everything. How is it avodah to Hashem? It's avodah atzmo. He's coming to make sure, to ask Hashem to do every single thing for himself. So why is tefillah called avodah b'chlam, besides avodah shebelev? Why is it an avodah that you're doing to Hashem? And I saw that the Nesivus asked this question, he has an arichus about it. The Nesivus has a sefer on Chumash called Nachas Yaakov, in the Parshas Ekev, where it says, "Lo'avdei b'chol levavchem," and we dash him that it's avodah shebelev. So he talks about why it's called avodah shebelev, and why it's called avodah, and he says a pshat. But lemaisa, I was thinking that the pshat could be why tefillah is called avodah, based on a sefer achinuch. Sefer achinuch says that Hashem really wants to do good to all of us. Hashem is chofetz lehitiv. Hashem wants to do good. Hashem is waiting for us to be makir, to recognize that all the good comes from Him, and then He brings us good. That's the way Hashem set it up in the Bria, that Hashem only brings us that shefa of rach of atzlacha after we're makir it, and we come to ask Hashem, and then Hashem brings us the good. And the Sefer HaChinuch, the Mitzvah Tav Lamed, is discussing Birkas HaMazon, and he says that's the idea of all brachas. By a bracha, we're makir that Hashem is the makar ha-brachas. Hashem is the one who all the brachas comes from. Once a person comes to that hakara and expresses that hakara, then Hashem says, "Okay, now I'm ready to do good to you." And the Mefarshim say, the Ramchal talks about it in Derech Hashem, that it's really the same thing with every davening. with every tefillah. Hashem is waiting. Hashem is waiting to do good. He wants to do good to all of us. But Hashem is waiting for us to ask. When a person asks, that already turns the motor on, that then Hashem could send down the shefa of bracha v'atzlacha. Hashem could give us all the brachas. He's just waiting to be asked. But what makes Hashem happy is that we get up and ask Him, and then He's able to do good. But Hashem waits, and kaviyachol, His hands are tied, that He can't give that good that He wants to give us. He can't give it until we ask. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says is the inyan of a bracha, and that's what the Ramchal and others say, that that's the inyan of every tefillah. That the tefillah is that we're recognizing that Hashem is the one who can give us what we're lacking, and we ask Hashem, and then Hashem gives us good, kiritzayne, like He really, really wants to. So if that's the case, so then tefillah is really an avoida. Because what's the point of an avoida that an eved does for a king? He brings about the fulfillment of the ratan of the melech. An eved builds something for the king, an eved buys something for the king. He's working for the king. He's not working for himself, he's doing it for the king. Here Hashem wants to give us. And what are we doing? Hashem is waiting. Hashem can't give us kaviyachol. He's waiting till we ask, then He's able to give us like He wants to. So the tefillah is an avoida. The tefillah comes that we're asking, here, we're asking, now You can give us. Now we can make You happy, and You'll give us the bracha that You really want to give us. Like the Sefer HaChinuch says, Hashem is chafes lehitiv, Hashem wants it. So what we're really doing now is bringing about a fulfillment of the ratan Hashem, that Hashem wants to give us, and it comes only through tefillah. So that's why tefillah is an avoida. Possibly that's the pshat, why tefillah is an avoida. The yesod is true either way, that the Achrayim are saying that Hashem is, the Mefarshim, Sefer HaChinuch as well, that Hashem is waiting to do good for us. And it comes about through the tefillah. And that could possibly be the pshat, why it's an avoida, because we're bringing about the kiyum of the ratan Hashem with our davening. But in any event, that's what the Mefarshim are teaching us. That Hashem is waiting to hear our tefillahs, and then He brings good. We know it from the beginning of creation already, when it says that Hashem didn't bring the rain, even though the world needed the rain. Until Adam and Rishon davened for the rain, then Hashem brings the rain. And this is something that's nageya for any of us who are in the parish of Shidduchim, or entering the parish of Shidduchim, or gonna enter the parish of Shidduchim. But Shidduchim, everyone talks, you need tefillah. Gemara brachas. And a special tefillah for Isha, a special tefillah to find the right zivuk. What do you mean? The first Gemara in Saita, it says a baskel comes out before a person is born. It's bashet. Everybody knows it's bashet. They're looking for the bashet. So what's bas pleni pleni? So what do you have to daven for? It's bashet from before we're born already. She's waiting. So the answer is, you're right. There is a baskel and it's going to happen. That's your destiny. It's bashet. If you don't mess it up. But a person has a bashet, that's true, but it comes out of Yedei Tefillah. That's the way Hashem sets it up. The rain is also bashet. The world can't run without rain. Even so, Hashem was waiting for Adam and Rishon to come and daven and bring the rain. That's the way it is with everything. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem told Avram Avinu that He's going to redeem the Yidden after a certain amount of time. And Sefer Shemayis is full. Hashem hears Na'akasam, Hashem hears that tefillah. Vayitzakul Hashem, and Hashem answered them, Ipnei Noiksav, and everything. What do you mean Hashem answered that tefillah? The time was up. Hashem said He has to redeem Klal Yisrael. Now is Baruch Hashem, and Avtachas Eli Yisrael. Hashem now answers, you know, is Mekayim, is Avtacha that he promised. The answer is everything, even when we deserve it, it comes only through tefillah. That's the way Hashem wants it. Even things that we deserve, we should come through tefillah. Hashem is waiting to do good for us, but a person has to realize that it's all tali in him. He has to bring out that shefa through his tefillah. We should all take advantage of this opportunity that we have to ask Hashem our needs. And we should appreciate the opportunity. We could daven to Hashem, not just in the nusach that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made up, but a person could daven in his own language, talk to Hashem. Ask Hashem, even not during davening, to ask Hashem for certain things. But during davening, there are places in the middle of Shema Kileinu, at the end of Shemana Esrei, right before the end, where a person can add in personal bakashas, personal things that he wants to shtag, he wants to accomplish something, he wants a certain thing to be settled in his family. It doesn't fit into the nusach HaTfilah, but a person has to ask Hashem and talk to Hashem, and that's what Hashem is waiting for. Hashem wants to do good for us, wants to set us up in life in the best way possible, but Hashem is waiting for us to ask. So we should be zoicha to be inspired to daven with the kavana haruya, that a person should daven with the proper kavana, and with this it should be mekuyim by us, the pasuk that says in Tehillim, you l'rotzayn imrei fi v'hege in libi l'fanecha, which means that Hashem should find favor not only in our imrei fi, in the words that we say, but also v'hege in libi l'fanecha, v'hege in libi, also our thoughts should be l'rotzayn l'fanecha, the thoughts that we have during tefillah, that should also find favor in the eyes of Hashem, if we daven with the proper kavana. And with this we should be zoicha to see the end of the pasuk Hashem Tzuri V'Goy Ali, where Hashem says that He is our Redeemer. Hashem should listen to our tefillahs. We should be zeichet to grow in our tefillah b'kavana and bring the geula with our tefillah.
Amen.